It's Thursday, October 6, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. How much money does Microsoft make on Azure? And the US-UK data sharing law and the White House's AI principles. This is the Business of Tech. Insider got a look at a Microsoft internal document around its Azure business and its size. The company publicly groups all cloud as, quote, intelligent cloud, and it includes other things in that lump, like Windows Server and consulting services. They do publicly report the growth rate for Azure, however. That intelligent cloud unit booked $75.2 billion in Microsoft's previous fiscal year. The internal presentation viewed by Insider gives some additional insight, quoting the piece. A chart in the presentation, labeled MSUS Ent Azure Mix and Growth, lists the following figures for ACR, or Azure Consumed Revenue, the actual value of Azure services consumed by a customer, whether they paid the full retail rate or a discounted rate. $15.9 billion in its current fiscal year, 2023, likely projected. $10.9 billion in fiscal year 2022. $7.2 billion in fiscal year 2021, $4.7 billion in 2020, $2.9 billion in fiscal year 2019. It's unclear what is meant by MSUS-ENT, but MSUS is what Microsoft internally calls its U.S. subsidiary, responsible for sales and support of the company's more than 11,000 public and private customers in the country. MSUS has a unit called Enterprise Commercial. If you're interested in knowing how hazy all the providers are in their insights, the information breaks it down. The short answer? Microsoft is the hardest to track, but Amazon and Google are still pretty opaque. In August, Microsoft and Amazon pledged to control costs for cloud customers during quarterly earnings calls. From that coverage in CIO Dive, quote, vendors are reducing their cost structure because they know they're about to get into a massive war, both against each other and against all of the other financial decisions that large enterprises have to make, said Juan Park, chief analyst at Amalgam Insights, a technology research firm. And while we're on the Seattle-based giant, Monday was the beginning of the company's new cloud partner program, replacing the silver and gold competencies. Pour one out for those old designations. Why do we care? Microsoft remains the key partner, or simply vendor, in their go-to-market strategies for most providers. Understanding where they are making money and what they value is important to maximize the relationship. Azure is about 15% of that cloud number for last fiscal year, and we know it's growing pretty fast based on previous numbers. The context here is that infrastructure as a service and software as a service are different businesses for both Microsoft and providers. Microsoft's presentation to the market is for investors, not a reason to follow that model. Tracking within providers should make these distinctions. The other reason to care? Even the big providers are concerned about customer perception of costs here. Managing cloud costs is a service to make key. Don't overlook this. Although I'd warn, it's not the total solution either. The US and UK now have a data sharing pact, which went into effect on Monday, quoting from Engadget. The two sides claim that the Data Access Agreement, which was authorized by the Clarifying Lawful Overseas Use of Data Act in the U.S., or CLOUD, will help law enforcement to combat serious crimes in both countries. The Department of Justice called the initiative the first of its kind, adding that it would enable investigators to gain better access to vital data to fight serious crimes in a manner that's, quote, consistent with privacy and civil liberties standards. Under the agreement, authorities in one country can request data from ISPs in the other country, as long as it's related to preventing, detecting, investigating, and prosecuting serious crimes, including terrorism, transnational organized crime, and child exploitation. U.S. officials can't submit data requests targeting people in the U.K. and vice versa. Presumably, the request can either be used to assist domestic investigations or investigations into foreign nationals. Authorities also need to adhere to certain requirements, limitations, and conditions when they access and use data. And the other big news of the week from the White House is the blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights, released Tuesday by the Office of Science and Technology Policy, which describes five principles that should be incorporated into AI systems to ensure their safety and transparency, limit the impact of algorithmic discrimination, and give users control over data. They aren't the first. IBM made a set of principles in 2017, the EU's guidelines were released in 2019, and the Vatican published in 2020 on the topic. In 2020, the Trump administration released larger technology regulation principles, warning against overregulation. Why do we care? The first is law, the second is not. That said, they're both helpful. Be aware of the law here. If customers do business in the UK, their data can be pulled. On the second, it's the frameworks I'm interested in. In tomorrow's bonus episode, I talk about privacy as a service. Well, there are ideas here about user control over their data. Borrow from experts, don't design this yourself. And I think there's a service to be delivered. It's all about data governance, and we'll go into it tomorrow. Did you know about Stir Shaken? If you're doing voice for your customers, you'd better. The deadline was June 30th. This technology is focused on reducing robocalls, and providers have to take action. Are you compliant? The team at OIT VoIP has put together resources for you to learn more. Or, for their customers, it's already handled. Want to learn more? Visit oit.co/MSPradio for resources to help make sure you're covered. Thanks for listening. Today is National Badger Day. Not sure if it's a honey badger or not, but I have to shout out on that one. I've got a long weekend planned. You'll get a bonus episode tomorrow, and I will be back next week. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.